Prominent Aboriginal delegates used the annual Garma Festival in the Northern Territory on the weekend to talk about how they want to achieve constitutional recognition and how they might persuade the Prime Minister to change his mind and embrace it. Sarah Collard reports from Arnhem Land.
As the sun sets on the Gukula site at Garma Festival for another year, Indigenous leaders have high hopes the first Indigenous Minister for Indigenous Australians, Ken Wyatt, will take their message all the way to Canberra. Constitutional recognition dominated discussions during the four-day festival. Many here hope the goodwill will bring unity. Terry Yumbaloo works at Mirich, a Yolngu-controlled community health service, where he sees firsthand the struggles to close the gap.
I don't want to make it look better because Yolngu people in North East Arnhem are living in poverty at this present moment that we're talking. That's the one that we want to better the world, you know, for the health and the well-being of Yolngu people in Arnhem.
He believes a voice to Parliament would help his community be heard in the halls of power. He says many parliamentarians are out of touch with the experience of those living in the remote Aboriginal communities.
Right here, it's a long way from Canberra. Do you think that if we had that Indigenous voice to Parliament, that'd get the message a bit quicker?
It'll go direct. And that's what we want to know. You know, the Parliament in Canberra, if they want to listen to this, well, we're the guys that will deliver that to them.
Reconciliation Australia Chief Executive and Bundjalung woman Karen Mundine says this year's Garma Festival has delivered uncomfortable truths, but with Minister Ken Wyatt in attendance, there was a feeling of optimism. She says the fight for constitutional recognition will persist until there's action.
It was always going to be particularly special with Minister Wyatt and his first time as minister here at Garma. I think he's set an ambitious agenda of things that he wants to see happen in this term of Parliament. So I think it was always going to focus the conversations for this weekend.
Minister Wyatt and Labor both support holding a referendum to establish an enshrined Indigenous voice to Parliament. The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison doesn't, saying he won't support an entrenched voice, but possibly a legislated advisory body. Ms. Bundine says Indigenous Australians are hopeful Minister Wyatt can change the Prime Minister's stance.
I think what we've seen in the last little while is people's hopes have been dashed, that hasn't progressed in the way that we will see more progress happening. But I think what people are hopeful of again now with Minister Wyatt, him setting out his co-design process and this idea of bringing people along with him, I think there is some optimism. But nevertheless, people are frustrated.
Meanwhile, the opposition leader Anthony Albanese says he will work to convince the hearts and minds of Australia to vote for a voice. Minister Wyatt's Labor counterpart, Linda Burney, believes he has what it takes.
There have been some unhelpful comments by members of the coalition and also some very helpful comments. I think Barnaby Joyce coming out and saying that, you know, he changed his view, he's listened and he now supports the concept was very helpful. And I think Ken is a very good person and wants to make sure that whatever happens, it's the best thing for First Nations people.
Tony Walborough, chairman of the Undilyakwa Land Council on Groote Eylandt, says talk must be followed by action.
Do you think that this is kind of going to transcend some of that political argy-bargy?
Yes. I mean, Garma is a place where people come here and talk. I mean, it's good to make statement here, but the statement must be more progressed to reach people out in Canberra.
While Garma has finished for another year, there's plenty of goodwill on the ground. But as history has shown in short political terms, promises, no matter how well intended, can be broken.
Sarah Collard with that report from Arnhem Land.